Welcome to another edition of Taking 5 with GDE, where we take 5 minutes to focus on one question that helps sellers sell the suite of products we know as Guardium Data Encryption. This enablement podcast is designed to educate, enlighten, and enthuse sellers about the huge potential of GDE and empower them with knowledge and insight to help them better identify opportunities, capture bigger deals, and close those deals faster. Hey, Enrique, how are you?
I'm good, Rick. Thank you. How about you?
Good, good. Welcome to the worldwide podcasting headquarters here. It's a big studio, isn't it?
It is. It is. Happy to join.
And for our listening audience, can you tell us who you are and what your title is?
Yes, of course. So I'm a senior data security specialist for IBM Security. I'm based in the Southeast U.S., so that's my market. I've been with IBM about 14 years and very happy to continue doing this data security piece for IBM.
So I've got a question for you, and it's about GDE. What is your favorite part of GDE?
So as you know, I've been working with GDE for a long time, and my favorite part is in regards to, of course, it does encryption transparently, very quickly, without, you know, real lower of performance. But what always interests people is the whole access control to the keys, the decryption, the alerting, the integration with SIM like QRadar and Splunk. That's always been, it's always been part of GDE, but it's always seems forgotten by a lot of the people. So that's my favorite part, because we tend to just try to understand encryption, but access control to who gets the key to decrypt the data. And I think that's very powerful.
And does that resonate? Does that message resonate with customers?
Yeah, because a good example of it is ransomware. The typical, unfortunately for ransomware attacks, but they tend to go to servers that contain data. If I remove access to a privileged account, which is basically the privilege that they get to, and they can't see a thing because, you know, we've removed the access to not only decrypt, but to see the files, they just jump to a next server. So it's really a prevention against ransomware just by providing or not providing access to the data.
Very cool. Now, you mentioned the integration points, especially to QRadar and Splunk. Tell me a little bit more about how customers respond when they hear that that integration is available.
Well, it's all about actionable events. When it comes to SIM, a lot of the even logs, you know, they tend to have a lot of noise. So yes, we can send everything that's going on, but what if we just send important logs, like privileged accounts trying to access data from a database, which they shouldn't. So, you know, that gets sent over. It comes with a lot of information like user, process, IP address that, you know, a SOC with a SIM can very quickly understand it's coming from a possible attack because they're trying to get to encrypted data. And that's why, you know, it's very important to understand where it's coming from and what data they should really, look after and respond.
Now, when you talk with customers about the separation of duties between like key management and let's say file access, does that also resonate with customers? Does that also help them understand that the solution is more than just encryption?
It does. It does help them understand. And sometimes they look around the room and say, well, you know, we didn't know that this existed. Who's responsible for it? And then a lot more people need to understand that, for example, the application developers, the DBAs who understand where the data is. So there is a teaming effort to produce the proper policies and rules to provide that access.
Well, Enrique, thanks for taking five with us today. Are there any last minute thoughts you have before we bring this episode to a close?
Just go out there and ask how encryption is being done. And I'm sure there's going to be opportunities for GDE because data is just continuing growth. And sometimes people think that they're covered by one specific type of encryption. So think about opening up opportunities with GDE by all means. Thank you.
Thank you, and have a great day.
Cheers.
We hope you have enjoyed this episode of Taking Five with GDE, a podcast dedicated to helping sellers help their customers discover, protect, and control their sensitive data, apps, and services. If you have topics or specific questions you would like discussed on the program, please email them to me, Rick Robinson, at rick.robinson@talusgroup.com. Thank you for Taking Five with GDE.